Hi, welcome everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee call on Monday. It's a special meeting for Monday, September 14th. It is 5:38 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:38 Eastern Time, and we have the Executive Director, Mr. John Proffitt, on the call, and Mr. Secretary, if you could please call the roll.
Okay, thank you. Virginia Browning?
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman? Excused, I think someone said. Goldmacher is also excused. Chuck Anderson?
Here.
Fred Blair?
I'm here.
Brenda Medina?
Present.
Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos?
Castellanos here.
Robert Mark?
Present.
Nancy Saibara Narotomi? Don't hear anything. Carolyn Burden?
Present.
Steve Brown? Don't hear anything. William Herwig, and I'm here. Frank Lefevre? Don't hear anything.
Hello, this is Efren.
Say again?
This is Efren, National Office.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Efren.
We're taking the roll. Thank you. Let's see. I just didn't hear Frank Lefevre, Jane Gatewood. I don't hear anything. Thomas Rainey. I don't hear anything. Peter Tucker. I don't hear anything. So, Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you so much, William. All right. So this meeting was called for from last month as a special meeting to discuss and get a word from our executive director and our acting controller, Efren Marinas. Thank you so much for you both being on the call. So what we wanted to go over, before we get into it, we need to take care of quick procedural stuff. So we have two excused absences, one from Donald Goldmacher and one from Jose Luis Fuentes. Is there any other excused absences that I did not cover? All right. Would anyone like to entertain that they be excused?
So be it.
Okay. Thank you, Lori. Any objections to that? Okay. So moving on with, and I'm sending out the tentative agenda. We went over roll call and excused absences. We also have minutes that were sent out. We were having trouble with the audit list earlier, but I did send them out individually to folks. Would anybody want to approve the minutes for the August 25th meeting?
Brenda, Fred.
Sure.
I'd like to make a comment. It seems to me that the minutes that were sent out were 14 pages of a Word document, and they seem to be very verbose for minutes. Minutes are really only supposed to cover the topic of the discussion, the wording of motions, the votes on motions, and so forth, not the actual content of the discussions. And I would just caution the Secretary about that, that it seems to me these minutes are overly verbose for what their legal purposes are. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Blair. Anybody else?
Carolyn.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I would move that we ask that the minutes be reduced to the Robert's Rules of Order format, which is actions taken.
Hi, Steve Brown here.
Which is actions taken and not discussions about the actions. And then we turn to us at the next meeting for approval.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Burden. Anybody else? Would anyone like to entertain that they be approved? And as far as I'm concerned, with these particular minutes, there was an email, like an addendum to the minutes regarding the telereport for the election. And that may actually cause a little bit of a longer email or a longer minute. Would anybody like to approve?
Excuse me, Frank Lefevre would like to say I was rather dismayed when I just I downloaded such a long document. It was interesting to read, but I wonder what are the possibilities of rewriting and producing a brief, legally proper set of minutes for us to approve the next meeting.
I'm going to yield to the secretary on that.
Say again?
Mr. Secretary, would you mind for the upcoming minutes to have a snapshot of the minutes for those not wanting to read the...
Okay. Did you say for the upcoming minutes?
Well, that's not quite my point. My point was, as I think somebody was saying, just as I cut in, minutes for legal purposes have a certain format and some certain things they must include and other things which they do not include. And what I'm suggesting is that. That 14-page thing be kind of scrapped and the proper material extracted to write the kind of minutes that we should have.
Nancy,
is that Frank?
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Frank, are you entertaining to table the minutes? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, that's a good idea, yes, table.
Okay.
Table them with the request that they be rewritten in proper form.
Okay.
Launch
is
back.
Is there
point
a
of
second
order.
For that? Give me 1 second. Is there a second?
I would second that motion, please, to table with a revision.
Okay. So Carolyn with the second, Frank moves to table, and then I have a point of order by Rob, by Mr. Robert Mark. And then I'll take you, Lauren. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, my point of order is to table something is a very formal process that requires action to take it off the table. I'd strongly suggest we just postpone the minutes.
Okay.
Well, I'm amenable to that. I'm not that fluent in Robert's language, so, postpone is fine with me.
Okay, so move to postpone. All right. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I just before I characterized the minutes that were sent out, I just want to thank William for putting time into it and for being diligent enough to record the discussions that we had on our actions. So I just want to thank him and not just characterize, you know, his effort to sort of. To characterize him as provost is kind of strong. I can understand the person's concerns, but I just want to thank him for his effort to putting the minutes together. Thank you.
Carolyn, please, with a question. Point of information.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, are we moving to postpone, in which case there has to be a date certain? Postponing to when?
Okay. Frank, since you moved?
I was moving to the next meeting.
Okay, to the next meeting. Okay. Carolyn, are you okay with seconding that?
Yes, I'll just second that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any objections to moving to postpone these minutes? Okay, then we'll go ahead and postpone them to next meeting, pending that they be kind of the abridged version. But people, thank you so much again, William, for being able to take such detailed minutes. But I guess for the sake of being able to pass them, to have them.
Okay. So short. What? I was, excuse me, William here. For a
go ahead.
So what I'm going to do is create minutes according to Robert's rules. Is that the request?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, I wanted to hand it over to Mr. Puckett and Mr. Larinez to go over the status of the fiscal year 2013 audit and this, the current audit taking place, fiscal year 2014, and then we could go ahead and have questions after that.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Steve Brown, did you add me to the roll?
I did add you to the roll. Marked as present. Thank you. All right. If Mr. Prophet and Mr. Larinez would like to go ahead and with their presentation, that'd be great.
Yeah, about the audit. We have distributed to all the stations the first batch of the additional audit requirements. When I say additional, these are the every audit in addition to the regular audit schedules that the auditors require. Once they have received the copies of the general ledgers from for all the stations, they select certain income and expense accounts, which they communicate to us, and then we give to the stations so that they can make copies of the respective documents supporting the income and expenses. KPFA has submitted to us all the details of the revenue, and as of last week when I talked to the business manager, they have already the expenses, but the documents are still being reviewed before emailing to us, and that is KPFA. Now for KPFK, LA, there's nothing yet from the batches. It's being handled by Mariana of PRA, and then later on, Mariana was assisted by a new accountant hired from the account temps. The thing is, today this person quit. He can no longer assist in the KPFK, so it's now all back to Mariana. I have talked to Mariana, but right now, this, as he said, she's still very much swamped with her daily duties attending to both PRA and KPFK. So basically, the KPFK is zero. PRA is okay, 100% complete, as well as KPFP. WBAI is partial, partially submitted, but nothing from WPFW. Normally, these batches, which are additional requirements from the auditors, they had been giving us six batches, and we are only in the first batch of their requirements. As for the other audit schedules, the regular audit schedules, the stations are basically 70% complete with regards to the regular audit schedules. When I say regular audit schedules, I'm referring to the usual bank reconciliations, advances to employees, miscellaneous accounts receivable, premiums inventories, fixed assets. Fixed assets is okay. It's completed for the entire Pacifica, meaning the beginning balance plus the acquisitions and their corresponding depreciation It's been done. It's complete. It's a large file. So it gives us a big part of the audit. And then we also need the accrued expenses. Not everybody has submitted the accrued expenses. Basically, nobody. Nobody has submitted the accrued expenses.
Efren, can I ask, are you following up on a daily basis with those stations that haven't submitted?
Last week I have followed up, but today I have not sent another email. Before going home tonight, I'll be sending them the follow-up email. But I think it will require the cooperation of the respective general managers. What I mean to say is, it is possible that the business managers really try to do their audit schedules, but it can be that they get additional requirements from the general managers. The general managers may not understand that we need these audit schedules to be given the priority. When we follow up with the station business managers, we always copy the respective GMs, but it seems that it's not being given.
Point of information, Steve Brown.
Give me 1 second. Let Efren finish, and then I'll go ahead and take
Okay. Point
of information. Go ahead, Efren.
Yeah. Basically, that is all I can report.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Efren.
Yeah.
It sounds to me, although you put it very politely, that what you have is non-compliance by general managers and or business managers. Now, I've run several companies, and although there is some work necessary to provide you with the records that you need, it's not a gigantic job. And it would seem to me that with the kind of non-cooperation that seems evident this year, last year, the year before, that the executive director, whoever he is or will be, can simply fire those people and hire competent bookkeepers and give them the money for the job that their salary is taking and get this done. Have you not contemplated that?
May I comment, please, says, Steve? Yes, I follow through quite often, actually, with the general managers and get reassurance of working on this. Really, the problem only lies with two stations. You're at one of them, and the other one is Los Angeles. And the L.A. situation, unfortunately, is one where the past probably half a year, the books at KPFK are in absolute disarray because of some misperformance by the business manager who's no longer there.
You're so polite.
I'm very polite. I know I try to be that way. But, I mean, if BAI and KPFK can get their act together, then we'll be home free fairly quickly.
So what is it that you think is, when you say get their act together, is it like two more accountants to come in and spend all day or all night or all week doing the books, or is it something else?
Well, in fact, KPFK is in the process of the account temps people apologized for the person they had hired, who was very good, having to back out for reasons not related to KPFK, but they have a new person. I think, Efren, didn't they say they'd do there tomorrow?
The new person?
Yeah, from account temps.
The account temps promised to send another person right away, meaning tomorrow. I hope they have one person ready to take over right away. But actually, regarding the non-compliance or non-cooperation of the general managers, I would not call it non-compliance or non-cooperation, because we also understand that the GMs have also some challenges right now, and their first reaction, of course, is to get the assistance of their respective business managers. And as I said earlier, on, not earlier, but I think in the past I had mentioned that there are stations, as you also know, who do not have their business managers in their respective states. That's WBAI and WPFW. That's why WPFW has still zero compliance. But Tiffany Jordan is still there. She was supposed to be, her last day was supposed to be August 31st, but I just talked to her this afternoon and she was still there, still helping in the audit schedules for WPFW.
Efren, what about the BAI? Is any progress there at all?
WBAI, Berthold, has submitted partially, very much partial, and Markisha maybe has to visit WBAI to assist Berthold, because Berthold, he cannot handle accounting, management, and fund drive all at the same time.
Let's do what we can to get Markisha there. I mean, that's probably one of the steps that could be taken fairly soon, I would hope.
Yeah, but is it so? I'm hearing, I hate to argue this, but I'm hearing that it's a manpower problem,
yes,
or a woman power problem?
Yes.
So
okay, I'm going to hold off.
$1 million is taking CPD money.
Steve, I'm going to go ahead and hold off. Let them finish, and then I'm going to open it up for questions because it's no longer points of information. So I want to make sure that folks have an opportunity to ask Mr. Prophet and Mr. Ladinas any questions.
Well, my point of information opened up now an area in which we have a specific way of finding out why this is not getting done, and it seems to be manpower. And so my question now is, with $1 million at stake in CPP funding in any particular year, what does it matter what it would cost to hire any number of people to get this done? I mean, it would seem to be a no-brainer in terms of administration.
Mr. Prophet, or...
Sure, I was waiting for the chair to...
To shut me up.
Yeah.
No,
I agree. Steve, you put your finger on the major problem. It is staffing, and it is a process that has been devolved over time to the individual stations. I don't have the I hesitate to say authority, but dealing with stations is complicated, and the general managers need to be first and foremost up front with dealing with the issue of hiring additional accountants or what have you. I've made that recommendation to BAI, to Berthold, and the problem usually comes back to the fact that there is no money in the bank to pay for these people. This is an issue, as you all know. So we kind of go around in circles on it. What is what it boils down to. I wish I had a better answer for you, but that's pretty much the truth and pretty close to the accurate.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Prophet. All right, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for any other questions, unless you, John, or Efren have anything additional to report on, and then we'll kind of open it up for question. I do want to say before I open up, the committee did receive two documents, one with regards to the hours from Arminino, and people should have received that from a couple weeks back. And then earlier today, I also did submit an additional document to folks.
The hours from Arminino, you're referring to the 2013 or estimated?
That's correct. And then also, I received a document a couple of days ago, which I sent out to the committee, which was that. Let me see what. It's the invoices, and that was sent a couple of days ago. So those are the two documents that folks should have received. And that's for the national office. All right, so does anybody want to be on the stack?
Brenda, Fred would like to be on the stack.
Okay, Fred, I'll go ahead and take the stack first, and then I'll go. Anybody else?
Point of information from Nancy. Could everybody check their telephones? I keep hearing like squeaking sounds.
Mice.
Am I the only one?
Yes. Make sure that if you're not speaking, go ahead and put yourself on mute, just so we minimize the feedback.
How do you do that, Brenda?
You can either use #1, or if you're using a cell phone, you can go ahead and press the mute option on your phone. But in order to unmute, it's #1 again. All right. Other than Fred.
When you're supposed to talk, do you press anything or nothing at all?
Yes. So in order to talk again, you have to press #1 again.
Oh, okay.
So that's both to mute and unmute.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to? All right. Well, then, first off, I'll let Fred go ahead.
Okay. This question is either for Efron or John Prophet. Either one can answer. What was all the talk about schedules being done and the audit being started before you went on vacation, John? That added to the confusion, since you were very frank this evening, and our Efren was very frank about what the actual status is of the 2014 audit.
Well, Efren can add more detail to it, but this has been worked on for well over a month, long before I left on my trip. And as Efren said, it's about 70% complete in some instances, and a lot less in others. So stations have been working on it. It's just that between New York, Washington, and Los Angeles, they are further behind than the others. So it has been worked upon. It's not as if there was a jump into this. They've been at it for a number of weeks already. Efren, do you want any more detail to that?
All the details I have mentioned earlier for KPFK, we were really banking on the guy who was recently hired, but he quit just today. And Mariana has to take over the preparation of those audit schedules.
Okay. Thank you, Efren. Anybody else for questions?
Yeah, William.
Go ahead, William.
I just want to make sure I understand it properly. Is it what's being said is that for PFW and BAI, the problem is not with the general managers, but with the fact that we have a business manager in Texas doing three stations?
Basically, yes.
It's actually both, in the sense that the general managers, I put pressure on them, as does Efren. We're both communicating on a very regular basis, and again, everything seems to devolve back to the fact that there is very little funding in the cash flow to be able to hire extra help to help with this. It's a catch-22 situation that's extremely frustrating.
Okay. Thank you, John. Any other questions that we have? I have a question. Go ahead, Nancy.
Has there been an effort to ask for volunteer CPAs to help? Any kind of effort to do that? At those three
I'm
stations?
Not sure if the respective general managers
good question.
Have explored that possibility.
It's a good one to pursue, though. I think that's an excellent
suggestion.
Yeah,
I think we can go online and Google, like, volunteer accountants, something like that.
But just in the audience of the stations by putting out the call in the air.
Yeah.
Good suggestion, Steve.
If I recall it right, there are some organizations I heard, but I haven't tried yet, but yes, very recently, actually, it was only last week, Thursday or Friday last week, somebody mentioned to me that there are some organizations who can probably be requested to send volunteer CPAs.
We will follow through with that the first thing in the morning. Efren and I will get on the horn with that's a very good suggestion about the volunteer help. That's, I have to say, I didn't think about that.
Great. Thank you.
I have a question, Steve Brown.
Go ahead, Steve.
While we're all talking about this, it occurs to me that the Form 990 was due to be filed on August 15th. And I know it hasn't been filed because the audit committee has not received a copy, which it has to look at and approve. Efren, can you tell me anything about the status of that Form 990, which were in violation of that filing?
The Form 990, the audit of the retirement plan has been completed as of last week. The Form 990, Verisite is emailing to us latest by tomorrow. We should have already that form to be signed.
By the audit committee?
By online. Actually, it will be signed by John. He will be signing online.
Right.
And my understanding is by tomorrow we can do that already, the filing of the amended or final Form 990.
Okay,
oh, wait. I'm talking of 5500. I'm very sorry.
What is that?
Of Form 5500.
Yeah.
Which is tied to the retirement plan.
What about
the Form 990? The tentative Form 990 was filed August 15.
Well, you know, it had supposed to come to the audit committee first. It does not.
That's not correct.
It's tentative.
Well, tentative or not tentative, the audit committee has to okay it, and then you can go to a permanently filed one. But if tentatively, was it filed with the government on August 15th?
15.
With the government?
Yeah, it is being filed with a government agency.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I did not know that it has to pass through the audit committee.
It's not supposed to, Efren. Mr. Brown, I believe you're mistaken. We do approve the audit and the management and send over the management letters and approval of the auditors, but as far as I'm concerned, the 990 is not approved by the audit committee.
Well, that may be. I won't swear to it, but until I find it otherwise... I think it's odd, but nevertheless, you may be right.
Okay. Is there any other questions? I have a question.
Just to clarify, Efren, so the 990 was filed, the preliminary version, on August 15th?
Yes.
Okay, when do we hear back on any final revisions on that? Is there a schedule?
The Form 990, that is for 2014, so after the audit, after the auditors are done with the financial statements, the final Form 990 will be filed.
Got it. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Hi, this is Brenda. I have a question in regards to the management letters from FY13. I know that we had received some preliminary stuff, and then there was back and forth of making some corrections. And I was wondering if that has been available and can be sent out.
The PNB received the final management letters. There were no corrections. Everything that Armenino sent quite some time ago was finalized, PDF form, and given to the entire PNB.
All right. And then also for the audit 2014, approximately when would you all expect for a lot of those schedules that Efren mentioned that are still missing from the, would we be waiting towards the end of the year, or do you all have a tentative timeline of when we could?
The key there is KPFK, because while the others are unable to complete yet their respective audit schedules, I am confident that I can receive them all within the next 2 weeks. The problem really is KPFK, because as you may be aware already, when it was with the recording was handled by Napoleon and then by Tracy Bullard, both from Apple One, a lot of records were basically, I don't want to say that the records were damaged, but the records were basically incomplete,
yeah.
The recording of the transactions, okay. And that will require a lot of review from somebody who really knows Great Plains. And that is the thing that makes it difficult for the GM of KPFK, getting somebody who is very good in Great Plains from the agency.
And that's the specification, I might add, that the that Account Temps is aware of, and this new person is highly recommended by them for that very reason, being expert in Great Plains and be able to try to get this mess straightened out.
Yes, okay. And in addition, the thing that prevents the GM from getting a good one is, it's like this, if I am good, why will I work half day? I want a permanent job, something like that, if I were the accountant, if I were the good Great Plains guy.
Got you. Okay. Thank you, Efren. Thank you, John. Other questions?
Fred has a follow-up to John Prophet.
Okay, go ahead.
John, has Armanio sent an engagement letter for the 2014 audit yet? My understanding is that Armanio won't start the audit until they have a signed engagement letter from us.
I don't believe we've gotten the draft yet. Efren, has Grant mentioned getting a draft of the engagement letter to us?
I'm not aware.
I had asked for it myself several times, Efren, if you remember.
My understanding is they were supposed to send the proposal, is it direct to the audit committee or to the ED? I'm not sure.
Well, I've not gotten anything from Grant or anybody else at Armenia for that matter, so that's something to follow up on. Then if the understanding is that they should have sent that to us already, I haven't seen it, so.
I'll call Grant tomorrow morning.
I should explain, the engagement letter is a legal contract,
yes,
that we sign to do the audit, and
Correct.
It specifies their fees and legal requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Precisely so.
Should that go to the audit committee or to the ED?
Well,
that proposal
may arrive on my desk, but it goes to the audit committee for review.
Efren, last year for the 2013 audit, I, as the chair of the audit committee, I signed the engagement letter.
Yeah, I saw it.
William, for the stat.
Go ahead, William.
For Fred Blair, who drafted or originated or created the engagement letter?
Armanino.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Robert Mark from the SAC.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I just suggest that when you're talking, if you find someone that does volunteer accounting work, when you're talking to them, one of the subjects you might broach with them, in addition to just helping us get our schedules up, is doing an assessment on how we can comply with the auditor's notes in the management letter in terms of division of duties. It would require not just a boilerplate policy, but doing an assessment of our staffing patterns and what's available in each office in order to comply with that and documenting how we're doing it so the auditor can take a look at what we've done and hopefully pass us on that.
Bob, your point is extremely well taken, and in the management letter from the 2013 audit, Armanino was explicit and, quite frankly, highly critical of the deficiencies in the staffing in terms of division of responsibilities to provide checks and balances. the whole network is not in compliance with good accounting practices for that very reason. And not having enough staff is one reason why that is so. It's an extremely serious problem.
But I had also pointed out, John, that Armanino never contacted KPFT, and that what they assume is going on there isn't what the actual practices are, because they are, as far as I know, still unaware of things that have been done to possibly not fix that to their satisfaction, but make it better than it was when they first made the comment 2 years ago.
Okay.
Lawrence to the stack.
All right, thank you, Robert. Go ahead, Lawrence.
So my question is to Mr. Prophet. Mr. Prophet, do we have any outstanding invoices to Armanino?
I think every, Efren, correct me if I'm wrong, but everything, that last bill for, what was it, $9,000 that's been paid?
The $9,236, there's a balance of $9,236.08. Still due Armanino, representing taxes billings. But Armanino is not requiring payment of that $9,000 before they start the audit. I have talked to Grant, because initially, when they visited us sometime in June this year, they were talking of some discounts that they may give to us. That's why when I last communicated with Grant, with Armanino, I asked if that discount is that $9,236, which we could expect to be written off. But he responded that no, it is that is for the tax division.
Okay.
That the amount that we paid was already discounted, the $55,000 balance.
Okay, so right now we own $9,236?
Yes, $9,236.
And they, but they're not holding up because of that.
No, that's not the. They're not holding up the audit because of that $9,000.
No, is the audit being held up because the stations are not providing their schedules and the information that's needed?
That is part of the reasons. Because what we would like to happen is really, we want all the audit schedules complete here, so that it's just like a factory. The factory humming, they're all working on all the audit schedules, so that at the most, maybe a month, at the most, everything should be finished, audit should be completed. We do not want to repeat what happened in the prior years, even not the Armanino, but other auditors were. They are here, and we are still gathering all the audit schedules.
Trying to do our work for us, and that's what ran up, especially in 2013, made the bill outrageous because we weren't ready.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, John. Thank you, Efren.
Yeah.
Any additional questions? All right, hearing none, I do have one additional question. I'm not sure if John or Efren would be appropriate. So regardless of some of the setbacks we've experienced right now, does it look likely that we can potentially be on time to submit an audit for CPP for the next fiscal year, or is that not realistic? And we would have to wait till fiscal year 2015 audit to.
It'll be late. We're trying to keep it as least late as possible. But the CPB fiscal year starts October 1st, so we're not going to be done by October 1st. No in the world. So.
Got it.
We want to be as fast as we can. That's one of. It will go quickly, as Efren has said. Once we get the bank reconciliations and the preliminary work done at the local stations, then Armanino can come in and do it literally in a matter of a few weeks. That's just the problem, is getting the preparatory work done.
I'm worried about KPFK.
I am too.
Because aside from the audit schedules, the auditors will be hammering on the accuracy of reporting, of recording during the fiscal year 2014.
Yep. And we have, and I just mentioned for the committee's benefit, and any help that the committee can give the national office, Efren and me, in working on, and it is a it's a major undertaking, quite frankly, is the ground level accounting practices being carried on in New York at BAI. We're seriously out of compliance for the 2013 paperwork, and they will be out of compliance again for 2014, which is a major problem. It'll be written up again. It'll be a major mark in the management letter, and we need to get this fixed once and for all. The lack of staffing and having no one at WBAI on site who knows the Great Plains accounting software is a huge problem. The fact that the WBAI account local first level accounting is done in on a separate system and then manually transferred by Markeisha to Great Plains is not acceptable, and we've emphasized this time and time again, but it gets back to the same issue of being able to hire people who can do this.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Steve Brown.
Okay.
And Pete joined the call.
Okay, thank you, Pete. All right, so I heard Carolyn first.
And then Steve.
And then Steve.
Then Lawrence.
Then who? I'm sorry.
Lawrence.
Okay, I got you. Go ahead, Carolyn, then I'll have you. Steve, and then Lawrence.
Thank you. I'm a little bit dismayed to hear your description of the situation at WBAI, because quite a few years ago, when the current GM was hired, he was also hired by the national office to do some of the accounting work for them at an additional salary and several hours. And so he was doing double duty. I cannot understand or believe that he really doesn't understand Great Plains, because he was doing accounting work for the national office. So to say that he didn't know how to do it, and that no one either realized that or picked up on it or hired anyone or required him to learn it or hired someone else to do it, is just beyond my comprehension. The fact that there are two systems going on, a separate set of books at BAI, as opposed to the rest of the network. Is that actually still the case?
That is still the case. That is old history.
Why has that been allowed to continue?
You might start by asking your LSB, for one. That would be a good start, Carolyn.
I don't even think the LSB was totally aware of the
complications
of this.
They should be.
Yes, I guess we should have been.
They really should be, yes.
They should have been, but in fact, isn't the CFO generally in charge of financial accounting practices throughout the network? That's my understanding of the CFO's job.
Well, the CFO is in charge of the business managers, and the business manager is not even located at WBAI, which is a double complication.
But the person acting as a business manager should have been under the purview of the CFO, no? I mean, somebody had to be minding the store. Who would that have been?
The general manager.
Over the general manager, when he in fact was doing double duty and keeping a separate set of books, who would have been overseeing that or coordinating them or whatever?
The minute I arrived at Pacifica and learned of this, I informed the general manager, Mr. Reimers, that was completely unacceptable, and he had to change, learn Great Plains, or hire somebody to do it. And he has been unresponsive to this requirement.
I'm not surprised. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
If I may say something.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I think I have brought it up to the National Finance Committee in one of my emails. In other companies, they do centralize the accounting function, so that if we do the same to Pacifica accounting, we will have the recording here in national office, so that stations like WBAI and WPFW, the respective general managers can devote their time only to management, running the business, running the show, and leave accounting to national office. With the size of WPFW and WBAI, we can have one business manager here in national office attending to all the audit requirements, the daily accounting transactions in the stations, and basically all the records of those stations, of the two stations, will be here in national. What change will it involve? Nothing at all, except that the vendors of these stations, we will just tell them that effective this month, effective that day, all your invoices, send them to national office. I don't know about how you would react to that suggestion, but it can mean a lot of improvements. Why do I say improvements? Because the accounting records are here. Before any journal entry, before any accounting entry can be entered in a station's general ledger, they will be reviewed here. Instead of right now, it is only one person who decides what to enter, what to post in the Great Plains. It is the business manager. Nobody reviews what he does. We only happen to learn of, not all the time, but we can, from time to time, we also see some errors in recording, and then we call the attention of the business manager and we make the correction. My only point is, if it is centralized here in the national office, at least for the two stations, WPFW and WBAI general managers can do just managing their business, running the business. They don't worry anymore about accounting.
I might add to what Efren said, that in respect to the recommendation for centralized accounting, that is a central recommendation in the management letter from the 2013 audit, is to be solving the chaotic bookkeeping scattered around Pacifica. The recommended best business practice from the auditors was exactly what Efren has described. It's not something we're inventing. It's what they told us needed to be done.
And it has been ignored since then, is it?
Well, I mean...
Would you understand?
Yes. It has been ignored in the sense that this is something that the PNB and the local LSBs will need to agree to, because any time in the past... again, this is predates my arrival here, but the history of the... how can I put this... The perception of localism and how important it is to remain independent of the national office tends to be a theme that runs through a lot of Pacifica. And it's from the standpoint of, you know, good accounting practices to avoid these kinds of messes, that's not logical. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I do
thank
want
you,
to...
John. Carolyn, I'm going to actually have you... get back onto the stack, because I know you've asked multiple questions, so I want to make sure that people have the opportunity to ask.
Good enough. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to have Steve get back on, and then Lawrence.
Thank you. The question, whoever answers it, just to take up on Carolyn's, which is what I was going to talk about, Bertold is probably the most capable person in terms of finance and accounting software in the network at this moment. He did work on the station's Great Plains accounting for a long time, and even if he didn't know it, he has enough capability with computers and accounting software to get up to speed in a few hours. So forget that. The next point is that it's not a matter of centralizing or not centralizing accounting. I'm for centralization. Should have been done 20 years ago. The fact is oversight. Right now we have a situation at WBAI where one person, the general manager, is the only person who has any idea of what money comes in, what money goes out, and what it's for, and the only person who can write down what money came in or went out. There are several WBI bank accounts that no one seems to be aware of. There's a BIA buddy bank account that I don't know is under control of anybody. What I'm saying is the situation is improper.
Yes, it is. And the auditors in the 2013 letter addressed those improprieties very explicitly.
Yeah, and so that has to be changed. But it would seem to me that it's not up to the LSB to force the general manager to do something, although they certainly can, but only the executive director has the ability to fire or hire a general manager.
That seems to be the lever or the hammer. Steve, that's not true, and you know it's not true. The hiring and firing typically originates with the LSB, and the ED can either agree to that or disagree, then it goes to the PNB.
It can go either way. The LSB certainly can initiate it, but if the ED disagrees and it has to go to the board, the ED can initiate it, and if the LSB disagrees, it has to go to the board. But, yes, they both need to agree. But the LSB alone, I don't know if it has the will or the desire, or it should or shouldn't, but it can certainly compliance. I agree with you.
I hear you. All I can say is that in my conversations in person, face-to-face with Berthold, he has told me flat out he does not understand or know great planes and has no desire to learn it. That is what he has told me personally directly. So I cannot comment on, Steve, your claim that he's an expert in software, because he claims otherwise.
I'm going to go ahead and stop the particular conversation with personnel because that's not an open session.
It's not
session,
appropriate, I agree.
Issue. Is there anything else, Steve, that you needed to
mention? No, that's it for the moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Lauren.
John, you were requesting help. You said that if the audit committee could do anything to help. What can the audit committee do to help?
Make a proposal. My specific request would be to, you know, come up with a proposal, a motion to forward to the PNB for its consideration and adoption, which would be basically adopting the recommendations from the 2013 Armanino Management Letter regarding accounting principles. That would be a fairly simple thing in terms of language to do. You refer to the 2013 management letter, the recommendations about the need for a regular and centralized general ledger, and make that a part of PNB policy.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, John.
Sure.
Is there any other comments or questions that we would like to ask of the ED or the controller as of now? Okay. And then if you need to unmute yourself, it's #1 because I'm not hearing anybody. So if not, I want to go ahead and thank Mr. Prophet and Mr. Ladinas for taking the time out of their busy schedules to come onto the call and kind of clarify the information that we've had over the fiscal year 2013 and 2014 audit, and realizing that we have a lot of work ahead of us.
Yes, we do.
So thank you all so much. And,
thank you. And either Efren or I are always available. The easiest thing, if you have a question or a comment or suggestion, to send us an email, and I'll try to get back, as will Efren, as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Okay. So before we get up, all right, thank you. Before we finish up this audit committee call, since it was a special meeting just strictly to talk to Efren and to Mr. Prophet, was to set up our next scheduled meeting. So does anybody, would people be okay with utilizing this meeting as our regular scheduled meeting for the month of September and then meeting until October to see if there's any updates in between?
Brenda?
Go ahead.
I've put down on the KPFTX schedule the fourth Tuesday of the each month for the audit committee meeting. So our next scheduled meeting for September is September 22nd, which is 8 days from now. And then for October, it's October 27th.
Yes. So and what I'm asking is, thank you, Fred. But what I'm asking is if people are okay with canceling this upcoming meeting, since this is probably the most up-to-date information that we have, and then postponing our audit committee meeting until October 27th.
Lawrence.
Carolyn, sir. Carolyn.
Okay, I have Lawrence, and then Carolyn.
So I think that we the meeting coming up next Tuesday, because things could change rapidly, and we're hoping that it'll change in a positive direction. So I would favor meeting again Tuesday, because it's kind of way out to wait to October the 27th. But that might, you know, we may miss something. Although we could call another special meeting, I just think that we should keep this upcoming Tuesday as a meeting.
Okay. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes, I would approve of that, and that we may specifically consider the motion as phrased by John Prophet, that we implement the recommendations of the 2013 letter as the first item on the agenda for that meeting, but that we not postpone anything. We have a meeting scheduled. We should meet and take care of business. We've been delaying much too much in this committee, and we need to move on quickly. So I would suggest that we stay, keep that meeting, and meet and address the issues of the 2013 letter and the recommendation to the ED that they be implemented.
Okay. Are those proposals for the agenda items, Carolyn?
Yes, that is. If it doesn't need a motion.
So discuss the letters for FY13, and then what else is it that you mentioned?
That we move to implement the recommendations of that management letter, which include the centralization issues that we've been discussing tonight.
Point of information?
Go ahead, Lawrence.
So the question I have is, if we make this motion, we're making a recommendation to the PMB. Is that correct, Carolyn?
That would be our role. Yes, we're advisory to the PMB. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
A point of information, Nancy, KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Have we gotten those recommendations of the 2013 audit? Have we received it? I mean, us, the audit committee?
To be quite honest with you, I was trying to look for it in my email, and I couldn't find it. Fred, would you be able to send out the management letters if you have them?
Yes, I can send them out. This will be about the third time I've sent them out to the committee members.
Oh, okay, then I must have it. I must have it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can. Okay.
Buried.
Okay,
right.
So we have, then if we do this, make this motion tonight or on the 22nd, the PMB will meet 2 days later on the 24th and can be presented with this, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And how about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
And also about putting on the, what is the protocol to ask for volunteer financial CPAs to help BAI? What is the protocol to put it on the Pacifica website, or what is the correct procedure, or just ask on the air? I mean, is that okay?
Nancy, I would actually pause on that, on proceeding on that, until we get direction from the executive director, who mentioned that he would pursue that and discuss those options with the general managers at the stations.
You just mentioned that
a little while ago.
Okay. All right.
Is there any objections to the meeting next Tuesday?
Brenda?
Yes.
Lauren?
Yes.
I, of course, I don't have an objection to that. I just want us to make sure that we agree to send that request to the PMB that Mr. Prophet suggested that we do and that Caroline has articulated.
I'm sorry, that Caroline should circulate?
No, that Caroline articulated in a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Gotcha. All right. If there's nothing else with this call, I don't mind ending this about...
William with a question.
Sure, go ahead, William.
So what you just said about the next meeting is that is there any objection to the meeting? And nobody objected, so that means we're having a meeting next week, right?
That's correct.
Thank you.
All right.
Brenda.
Point of information.
I heard two voices. The first one, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just curious. I joined the call a little late. I was wondering if you could quickly summarize where we're at with Armanino and getting paid.
Sure. So in summary, the controller, Efren Ladinas, did mention that we are proceeding with the fiscal year 2014 audit. There is a balance left over with Armanino, but that is not preventing from Armanino moving forward with the 2014 audit. So it is proceeding. Some of the delays mainly have to do with KPFK, but also with partially with WBAI and WPFW. And there was a suggestion for requesting volunteer CPAs for the respective stations that need a little bit more support.
But the delays are not money. The delays are simply budgets.
No, the delays are simply the people power who know Great Plains to be able to accomplish the schedules and paperwork necessary to proceed with the audit. Which, again, it's an issue of not having enough staff, which goes into money,
right.
But mostly it has to do with the actual getting the schedules ready from the respective stations.
But Armanino hasn't paid everything they need to be?
No, but they're still proceeding, and we are in process of making the payments to continue since they are doing the fiscal year 2014 audit as well.
Okay.
But they haven't started yet. The audit has not started. We're still preparing. This is William. I'm sorry. I didn't ask before.
Oh, yes. Thank you for the correction.
Point of information, Carolyn.
Go ahead.
This committee needs to approve the engagement letter from 2014. Do you have any idea when we'll get it in order to approve it?
Yes, we did ask that a little while ago, I believe, and Efren and Mr. Prophet were going to follow up with the auditors and then get a copy of it. I'll distribute it to everyone on the committee.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I missed that. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No, it's okay.
Nancy,
go ahead.
Point of information. Is there anyone in this group that, you know, Mr. Prophet was talking about, you know, centralization being, everybody alerts, people being, having a long history of being allergic to centralization of the accounting. Is there anyone on this group that is against that or has some reservations?
Yes.
Okay.
I know I have reservations about that. And I think that's a longer conversation than we have available for this particular meeting.
Okay, good. I just want to know it's there. Okay, something there. All right, and also I wanted to say that one of our jobs is to pick out a company for 2015. And although I did send an old list of companies, and I don't know if their numbers are still correct or not, but anyway, I was thinking we could also include an auditor that we had for 10 years straight, Mr. Ross Wisdom. And then, of course, it has to be fair by putting out a
RFP.
Yeah, a higher thing on the website, Pacifica website, yes. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
I think you meant the request for proposal, and yes, that would have to go into place. Is there anybody else with any comments? If not, we're going to go ahead and meet next Tuesday for a regularly scheduled meeting. Mr. Blair will redistribute the letter for fiscal year 2013, and then we'll go ahead and proceed with recommendations for the National Board. Okay. Well, thank you all, everyone, for logging onto the call.
I move that we adjourn.
All right. All right.
A second.
All right. Thank you, Fred. And thank you, Mariana.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening,
everybody.
Everyone. All right.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.